This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. Today is tax day, the deadline for Americans to file their federal taxes. The new federal tax overhaul has added many new wrinkles to this dreaded annual tradition, and the bulk of the law isn't even in effect yet. Lawmakers have made bold predictions about how the new tax law will impact middle American and middle income Americans. Here in Central Illinois, there's still healthy skepticism about the bill and what it will mean. Over the next year, GLT will follow four individuals and families, a widower, a local business owner, a single 20-something, and a couple with kids. We'll check in with them periodically as the tax bill impacts their paychecks, their employers, and many other parts of their lives. GLT's Ryan Denham has this first story in our tax overhaul series.
It's business as usual at Andy Strand's Key Shop in Uptown Normal on a Wednesday afternoon. Andy owns Bill's Key and Lock Shop with his dad, the store's namesake. They have 10 employees, and Andy says it's not really a small business in the traditional sense. It's more of a micro business.
Oftentimes, the micro businesses or the mom and pop type of stores just kind of get lost in the fray because these big deals that politicians tout really don't speak to them. It's more these intermediate corporations.
Andy and his wife, Marie, live in Bloomington with their two kids, ages 6 and 2. Marie is an operations analyst at Midwest Fiber Recycling. Andy runs the family business. They were both skeptics of the federal tax overhaul when it passed Congress in December. She thought all the tax breaks were going to go to big companies and the wealthiest Americans. Andy was also lukewarm. He grew up in a Republican household and is a small business owner. The tax plan is supposed to help small businesses, lowering individual tax rates and providing an additional 20% deduction for companies filing as pass-through entities. But Andy thinks it might ultimately be a wash, costing a bit more in some ways, but saving him money elsewhere.
I hope it works great. I hope the whole thing goes over exactly how they planned, and I hope it makes the economy churn. I hope that they prove me wrong, and I hope that it puts more money in our pockets and it makes life easier.
Most Americans are seeing lower taxes as a result of the new law. Here's President Donald Trump speaking right before it passed.
That's why our tax plan will reduce taxes for our middle class and allow them to keep more of their own money, keep that hard-earned money where you can spend it the way you want to spend it, or guess what? You can also save it. Nothing wrong with that. But it's your money, not the government's money.
Congressman Adam Kinzinger, who grew up in Bloomington Normal and now represents a district in northern Illinois, said on the House floor that the tax law will create new jobs.
And according to the Nonpartisan Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy, 85% of Illinoisans will see a tax cut next year. And the Nonpartisan Tax Foundation has estimated that the state of Illinois stands to gain tens of thousands of jobs from this reform.
But for Marie Strenz, so far, the new tax law isn't making much of a difference in the family budget. She saw her paycheck grow by about $15 a week. She jokes that she's pouring that right back into the economy at the Coffee Hound.
The benefit to us so far hasn't been anything substantial when they kept saying, oh, this is great for everybody, and you're going to have so much more, you know, money available, and it's just not the case.
Andy and Marie say their household budget considerations are bigger than $15 a week. They've got a rental property that's been a challenge to keep occupied. And health insurance is the real biggie. They pay $135 a week to insure their family of four. Andy's shop offers health insurance to its employees, but they're paying more and getting less and less.
In order to make it still able to cover the costs, we're having to chip away at benefits and things like that within their health packages. So it's getting rough. And that's next to withholding and things like that is our just most intense bill that we have to cover here at the shop is our employees' health care.
Tax time can get complicated for Andy and Marie. It's a little bit simpler for Dylan Mayer, a 22-year-old Illinois State University employee from Normal. He's working his first job since graduating from college, out on his own for the first time. He gets paid once a month, and he's noticed an extra $80 or so in his paycheck.
Well, I guess sometimes whenever I tell myself that I should eat in or maybe not buy something, like once in a while, I think, oh, well, I have this extra $80, so why not? But that's only when I need the extra push, I think. I think more often than not, it doesn't really affect the money that I'm spending or anything like that.
Dylan grew up in McLean, a small town just south of Bloomington Normal. His family's conservative, though he moved to the middle himself when he went to college. He's voted in both Republican and Democratic primaries.
A lot of times when I talk to people about what I think in policy, My Republican friends think I'm too liberal, and my Democratic friends think I'm too conservative.
The average household will get a tax cut of around $1,600 this year. But to help ensure their bill met the budget limits that Republicans had set for themselves, lawmakers set many individual income tax changes to sunset after the year 2025. Yet they made cuts to corporate tax rates permanent. That means come 2025, middle-income taxpayers like Dylan would see their taxes go up unless Congress acts again. It's an issue Dylan was watching as the final bill won passage.
And it feels like if they were really concerned with people like in the middle class, or at least in my situation, they would have done that the other way around, where cuts for the middle class lasted for a longer time and cuts for businesses and corporations were reevaluated later.
Cindy and Kevin Gann are even more skeptical. Cindy is a business analyst at State Farm. Kevin is a software developer. They live in Bloomington with their two school-aged children. The tax bill lowered the corporate tax rate from 35 to 21%. That's one of the reasons many larger companies offered headline-making bonuses to their employees soon after the bill passed. Supporters of the tax rewrite say it will help business owners invest back into their business and potentially hire more employees. Kevin Gann isn't buying it.
I'm a software person, and I've been laid off enough times that I have the realization that companies are about making money. They're not about making me feel good. They're not about paying my bills. I'm responsible for that kind of stuff, and I just don't see that making companies richer is going to benefit my children in the long haul.
Kevin is also worried about the long-term impact of the $1.5 trillion tax cut on the federal budget. Earlier this month, the Congressional Budget Office forecast the return of $1 trillion plus annual deficits and a ballooning public debt that will approach $29 trillion by the end of the next decade. Kevin thinks those deficits could be used in future fights over spending on social safety net programs.
If there's no funding for social programs in the future, you can't have any, and then somebody's going to have to pick them up, and it's going to be easier to make the argument that they should be privatized, and that's how I feel about it.
His wife, Cindy, says she was very skeptical when it first passed, and that hasn't changed now that her paycheck is reflecting the new lower individual tax rates.
And I looked to see what the difference was with my withholding, and it was like around $30. But you have to realize, too, like I said, my health insurance goes up a little bit every year, so next year that $30 is going to be gone.
Health insurance is also a top concern for Mary Kay Kosher of El Paso. The 58-year-old was widowed 3 years ago. She's since gone back to school at Heartland Community College to become a nurse. She's working part-time now and is paying big money out of pocket for health insurance.
It's been very expensive, and I've had to continually downgrade my coverage just to keep the cost constant. And I think it's going to get a lot worse because we're going to be losing some of those plans from the Affordable Care Act that really help people that were in those lower income brackets.
Mary Kay owns some farmland with her sister, and she itemizes her tax deductions because of her charitable giving. She doesn't expect those things to be impacted. But she recently asked her tax preparer to crunch some numbers about what the new law will mean for her. The answer has her watching her spending very closely.
I've always been a cautious person, but I do look at each purchase a little more carefully and see, is it something I really need? Is there something that I could do for better value, that type of thing?
Mary Kay sees herself as politically moderate, even fiscally conservative, though she voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016.
I just feel that right now, the GOP and the Democratic side, neither one are really seeing what the average hardworking citizen needs. They're kind of going off in their own agendas.
Mary Kay will graduate from Heartland in May as an RN. She'll then enroll at Illinois State University to pursue her BSN. We'll follow Mary Kay and the other voices you heard in this story throughout the next year or so. We'll ask them about their household budgets, their jobs, their businesses, and their health insurance, and how they're being impacted by this expansive legislation. I'm Ryan Denham.
Many thanks to Andy and Marie Strenz, Cindy and Kevin Gann, Dylan Mayer, and Mary Kay Kosher for participating in our tax overhaul series heard here on GLT's Sound Ideas.